The Department of Law today released the results of an investigation that found no indication of collusion or other illegal pricing activity in the gasoline and heating fuel markets in the state. Instead, the report by Assistant Attorney General Ed Sniffen determined that the volatility in rising prices last year and the slow price decline at the end of the year could be explained by market-driven factors. The report was made during a Senate hearing on a bill that would define and prevent price gouging in energy fuels by making it illegal to charge exorbitant or excessive prices. Sponsor Bill Wilikowski said the market cannot regulate itself in Alaska because Alaska is an oligopoly.
Basically, what it means is you have a small market. We don't have a free market here in Alaska for gasoline prices. And when you don't have a free market, you have essentially one refiner, Tesoro, which controls the vast amount of the refining capacity here in Alaska, and Flint Hills to a much smaller degree, and they're able to set prices at any level that they desire.
He says Alaskans are paying for the decisions made at the refineries, and they are rightfully angry when they see increasing price differences between Alaska and the lower 48, especially when there is no justification for the difference. Kip Knudsen is with the Tesoro Refinery in Kenai. He says the economics of the industry point to making enough aviation fuel to supply Anchorage and Fairbanks. Fuel for motor vehicles and heating offer smaller markets for the company.
We don't make profit from high prices. We make profit from the difference. We make a profit or a loss in the difference between the inputs, cost of the inputs, and the price we can finally charge to our customers. So when gas prices were exceptionally high, we were actually losing money. It's a very difficult concept for people to understand in the marketplace. It's irritating and frustrating, but ultimately we only make the profit when there's a difference in the price of inputs to the price we charge.
Knudsen also says that crude oil that Tesoro gets from Alaska production is not enough for the markets it services. The company has to import 25% of its oil from Norway, Nigeria, and Indonesia. And he challenges Wilikowski's bill as a price cap or a price control measure. Wilikowski says Alaska's consumers should not have to subsidize the refineries so the refineries can make aviation fuel.
And Alaskans are tired of bailouts. Alaskans are sick and tired of subsidizing large businesses at their expense. Alaskans are tired of paying these huge costs so that large corporations can pay multi-million dollar bonuses to their executives.
In presenting the Department of Law report, Ed Sniffen said he found that when prices increase, the last item added to inventory sets the sales price. However, when costs decline, they don't play a key role in the price of gas. Only competition does.